should leave right now. Please, I don't want to hold anybody up. We have a minute. We say on Shabbos, I stickle the hair on the parasha. So this morning, somebody actually sent me from Eretz Yisrael, one of the Talmidim, Akasha, they heard from a Rav, a stira between Rabbi Akiva Hagel and the Chassam Soifer. And I think that to answer the Akasha, it's really a tremendous insight in the ganze parasha. Chazal tell us that B'schar Shloisha Dvorim, or Arba Dvorim, for Shaila and Begirsa there, Nigalu Aviseinu Mimitzrayim. There were other inyanim found in different mamorei chazal. So the famous kasha is, what's the great gedula? These are things that are not even dvarim shel chayva. When Moshe has a whole tshuva, he goes, Moshe, shame Yisrael. Shame Yisrael. Could you find a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you can't have a name dropped? If you go to a bris and they say Vikore Shmoy be Yisrael Jack, it's not common, there's no Yisrael. There's no such a Yisrael. In fact, there are various Bizman Chachmei Ashas, there were various Balei HaTalmud that had names that weren't Yiddish Shenoma. Weren't Lashonis that came from the Mikra or Tanakh. So, what's the Chayva? So, Rav Moshe Tak and Igris Moshe is Oymer on this. They asked Rav Moshe the Kash. There's all kinds of Mahalchim. Rav Moshe says in Moira de Gevort, very similar to what the Taz says in Arachayim, Lagabi the Chayva of wearing a yarmulke b'zman hazeh, that the Taz holds today is more of a Chayva. The whole idea of wearing a yarmulke. So Medina de Gemara, it sounds like it's a Musa de Chassidus. Right? Tasily that I didn't go Dalar Amas, Pekilu Rosh. As I'm Maila. The Rambam writes in Moir Nevuchim, Noyagim Gedoyle de Reinu, She'enim Holchem Pekilu Rosh. They stay in Rambam. Right? They were Noyag, the Gedoylim, the leaders of the generation were Noyag, they don't go Pekilu Rosh. The Chidor is medayik in the Shulchan Aruch, in the book of Yosef, that the Shulchan Aruch says, Osu leilech bekumus kufa, that's the lashon of the Mechaber, v'lo yeilech tal ramas begilu rosh. So the Chidor says, you have to look at the words of the Mechaber. It says, Osu leilech bekumus kufa. Gaiva is osu. V'lo yeilech tal ramas begilu rosh. That's nisht osu. Even other MSS, different kreisen of the Svaldish, it's not as sanctioned as it is by Bnei Ashkenaz. The Taz says, but Bizman Hazeh, Chukas Hagoy. It takes on a new dimension. So, talk a little bit about what Rav Moshe says, and tie this into the Shaila between what seems to be a discrepancy between Rav Akiva Hagel and the Chassam Sofer. This week's Pashtoch Mitzvah is Pidyon HaBen. In fact, Shabbos, we'll talk a little bit about the halachas, Pidyon HaBen. Somebody told me there was a recent Shaila where a woman, family became from, and the woman, this is in Eretz Yisrael, and the woman was advancing more than the husband. She was becoming from at a quicker speed. Chalal Noshem Tzitkonius, it was always that way. So she was advancing. They had their first son. It was very exciting. They had a bris, kedasu, kedin. And that is halacha pidyon haben. The husband is a traveler. He's a businessman. So by him, the pidyon haben is very nice. It's traditional. He's becoming religious. He wants to do a pidyon haben. But he's traveling. So on the day of the pidyon haben, he's not going to be around. He comes back a week later. His wife said, you really should come back for the pidyon haben. I mean, we should do it on time. He said, no, this is not. Business is business. Pleasure is pleasure. So the wife made a pidyon haben. She was part of the benot. The loy came before besugi the kedusha that a woman is part of. She took it on herself. Zicha, there was no choiv of Av over here. But the shaila was the pidyon ben chal. So that, whatever, we'll, Shabbos, we'll talk about halacha l'maisa, how do you deal with this shaila exactly? How do you deal with azah shaila? But the shaila is, the Ramah brings down a rivosh that by pidyon ben you shouldn't use a shliach. Shouldn't use a messenger, shouldn't use a shliach. Is Aleph Reg, shlucha shaladim k'maisa? What does it mean there's no shlichas? How could you say there's no shlichas? Like kol ha-terekul, every mitzvah. Except for mitzvah shibaguf. There's shlichas. Pidyon HaBen would be from the most distant mitzvah shibaguf. Pidyon HaBen is fakel. It's not a mitzvah on you at all. In fact, the Ritva and Kedushin, in that sugi in Kedushin, where the Gemara discusses over there that a woman is potter from Pidyon HaBen, a woman is potter from Bris Milah of her son. So the Rishonim all ask, what do you mean? What do you need a psukim? Oisei v'lo yoiso, ach padei sifte. What do you need droshes? It's a mitzvah say shazman chome. So the Ritva over there says that the din of mitzvah say shazman chome and Oshav is only a mitzvah that's on you. But the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the Moshe, that's a mitzvah on the son. Mitzvah HaBen Alav, that is no din zman chome. That's why you need a separate pasuk. Of Oisai Veloyesa. So it's the ultimate non-mitzvah shebaguf. There's Rav Kivegan Avadazora, I've said this from Kivegan many times in the Gemara Mishloach Manos. Kivegan says that you could use a monkey, be'etzim. You can't use a monkey because a monkey is a pasul moil. But Kivegan handles over there in the Sugyan Avadazora, Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara says, Tzad Aragoy could do a bris. And Kivegan asks over there on the spot, what do you mean a goy could do a bris? He's not about shlichas. The father has to do the bris. How could you appoint a goy? Even if a goy be a kosher moil. So Kivega says the father's mitzvah is just that the son should become moil. Doesn't have. There's no mitzvah of krisis orla that he has to go make the moil a shlich. As Dr. Kivega va'afilu koif. Even a monkey. Even a monkey. Be'etzen. A monkey would not be. Not recommended. A monkey moil. But Reb Kivega held as it, and the Reb Kivega's Adam, the Chassam Seifel in Gittin, stells through his Shveres Chiddush to Mishloach Manos. That you could send a monkey to Mishloach Manos. Famous Kasha Nachman Meir, how could you send a cock? Reb Chassam Seifel says, the Iker is that the person should get the Mishloach Manos. There's no din to bring it to him that you need Shlichus in the Maisa. He says, Afilu Koif, as a result of Chassam Seifel. And the Satma Rebbe, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, the Rebbe Rabbi Yoel, had a chosid in Williamsburg. This is in the old days. And you were able to go to the Satma Rebbe's house directly, taka without a shliach. Went dressed like a monkey to deliver Mishloach Manos, Chassam Sefer, to the Satma Rebbe. The Gabbai opened the door. He almost flipped out. This is the way you come to the Rebbe, like a monkey. So the Gabbai didn't want to let him in. The Chassam Sefer saw him from the Chassam Sefer. Satmar Rebbe saw him from the distance. He says, Nay, das is the Chassam Sefer. Kum arayin. Afilu Koif could deliver Mishloach Manos. He wanted to get the delivery. We spoke about this Chassam Sefer, the Gabbai, if you could use a drone. According to the Chassam Sefer, drone delivery. Now they're starting to use drones. It's a drone delivery. Anyway, the bottom line is, Pidyon HaBen, you can't use a shliach. So the Chassam Sofer comes and the Chassam Sofer says a Chiddush God. The Chassam Sofer says that the Pidyon HaBen has to enact the original Makas Becharis. Because Pidyon HaBen is connected Makas Becharis. So it has to reenact. And by Makas Becharis Voshtei in Pasuk, Ani V'loi Malach, Ani V'loi Shliach. Hashem did it himself. So we, in this mitzvah which we have, which is Mesamel Makas Bechoyres, there's our concept of Ani V'loi Shliach. So the Chassam Sofer is learning, it's not Meikar Adin, the Ramah. He's just saying you shouldn't. It's more than all over where we say Mitzvah Bo Yosem Yibishluchay. Over here in the Guf HaMitzvah, there's a Maila that you should do it yourself to bring back the spirit that the Makas Becharis was. That's the... So this Talmud of mine said he was by a shir last night, and the Magid shir, he has the kasha from the Chassam Sofer on his shver on Reb Kivega. Famous Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega says, why do we do Pinyan Aben only Bechor Menah Aim and not Bechor Menah? In Mitzrayim, it was Vikesi Kol Bechor. Sai Bechor Menah, Sai Bechor Menah. So why is Makas Bechoris only Bechor Menah? That's question number one. Question number two, Frek of Kivega, why do you need the dam on the door? Zoch Rashi, because Kivon Shiyotah Mashkos. Any master bin Toy Lara, the Mashkos can't differentiate. I need one out, I need this one. So what do you need the blood? Tzeite kasha. Dritte kasha frek Reb Kivega. Rashi brings on the Chazal that if a Jew, a Bechor Jew, was in the Beis Mitzri, he didn't die. Tape of clay is not in his house. I thought Kivon Shiyotza HaMashchis Eini Mavchen Ben Toiv L'Ra. So how could it be that a Yiddish Bechor in a Beis Mitzri didn't die? He wasn't at home. He didn't have the blood to protect him. So Reb Kivega says one gang, one approach to answer all the questions. He says that, why did the Baruch Hashem get involved in Makas Bechoris? He said, because the firstborn is something only Hashem knows. In fact, there's a medrash like that in the end by Parsha Shlach. Ani Hashem Shevchanti bein tipa shel b'chol l'tipa shel eina shel b'chol. But there it's a drosha. Ani osa lipo memisha tola kalim mevigdoi v'metcheilosu. It's Chazal, the end of Parsha Shlach. But the bottom line is, the lashon of Chazal is, Ani Hashem Shevchanti, I differentiated bein tipa shel b'chol l'tipa shel eina shel b'chol. So the Kivega says, who's the firstborn to father? Only Hashem. The firstborn to the mother? Birth certificate. The firstborn for the father, thus is Sisri Teir. Ani Hashem. And you see, Chazal say it. I was the only one that was able to differentiate. Especially you can imagine Mitzrayim, Mole Zima, right? San Francisco on steroids. Go try to find the Av in San Francisco. Mitzrayim, Erbas Oretz. Ani Hashem, Shevchanti, I was able to be Mavch. Zotim Kivega. So it comes out that the Bechor Min Ha'av died in the hands of Hashem. And the Bechor Min Ha'im died from the Malach. Zochtem Kivega, the pig in our ben is that we were nitzel from the Mashkos. That was the nest. Because the Mashkos is in the Malach. So Mela, we only have to be poyde the Bechor Min Ha'im. The Bechor Min Ha'av, you have to be poyde. It's just the Bechor Min Ha'im. He says, obviously, the daddy also answers. The Bechor that didn't die in the Beis Mitzri, the Chiddush was even the Bechor Menah. Not the Bechor Menah. That even though the Eibishter went in there to kill the Bechor Menah, but the Bechor Menah Yisrael, he didn't. Even though he went into the Beis Mitzri. Avad, the Bechor Menah, he died because he was Chutz L'Bayis. So this Magid Shir asked, so how could the Chassam Sofer say that there's an Indian by Pinyan HaBen that the father should do it himself to remember Makas Bechoris? Anivaloi Malach, Anivaloi Shliach. It's Mamish Moshe Kapoya. It's a Venahapachu from his Shver. His Shver, Reb Kivega, is saying that the whole Pinyan HaBen is only because we're celebrating, we're commemorating the Bechor Min Ha'Ein. The Bechor Min Ha'Av, there's no Pinyan Bechlal. So while you're being played the Bechor Min Ha'Ein, which according to Reb Kivega, that was Yetzru or Malach, over there there's a Din Aniv Eloi Malach. Good kasha. So that's what this Magid Shir was asking on the Chassam Sofer. You could say, Shvers and Edims don't always agree. Can I say so? Oh, but that's a knacker to get Reb Kivega. Right. With all kinds of Diyukim Arayas. So the emes is that I think there's Toman over here, Yisoid Gadol, in this idea, and this Ramah, and in the Loishinu Eshmam. Reb Moshe Zatzal says that this, that we find that Loishinu Eshmam Loshoinim and Malbusham, he says that was before Matan Torah. before Matan Torah. We didn't have a Torah. We had to have a connection to the Rebbeinu's home, to Klal Yisrael, to the Ovis HaKadoshim. So we grabbed onto what we were able to grab onto. We were able to grab onto Lashoino. We were able to grab onto Shimon. We didn't have a Torah HaKadosh. So then it was a lifeline. The chilek from Yaakov and Jack was Yom HaVelayla. Because that was what link do you had. There was no Torah yet. There was no Matan Torah yet. And the name was, since there was no Matan Torah Zakar Moshe, then it was mamish a lifeline for Klal Yisrael. Shaleishinu Eshmom. That was mamish the lifeline. Which this really is symbolic to a yisod that I once heard b'shem of Chaim Shmulevitz. He said, you always need to, if you don't hop onto something, you could be as inspired, Moridik. What do you do about it? What do you do about it? Rabbi Yankov said, you're not allowed to go to a drosh and get inspired and not do something. He says, before you get up, don't chazer over the points. Think in your mind, what am I going to do? A klein azach, even a small thing. Then already the whole shmuz will hold you, will grab you. But if you do nothing, you could be inspired in the sky. It's gewaldig, it's meuridig. It doesn't do anything. You have to have something tangible. You always say, chop something. Say, take one nekuda and embrace that. One nekuda. So the thought was, Klal Yisrael needed something tangible. All the inspiration, vayaminam. So what do we see in Chazal? I came down to Mitzrayim. The Maral has a big arichas on this Chazal. Va'at Aaron ve'eria. You were naked. And Hashem gave us the couple of mitzvahs that we got in Mitzrayim. So Chaim Shemuel says, naked? We saw the 10 markers in Mitzrayim. Even the Mitzrayim said, Etzba Elikim. Even the Egyptians. So we were naked. We needed that for something. We need another inspiration. The Egyptians. The Mitzrayim were already inspired. So we needed something. How naked were we? Zokter B'chaim Shmulevitz. On a mitzvah, you're naked. You could be as inspired as you want if you don't grab something. If you don't have something tangible, inspiration is not going to get you nowhere. You have to have something tangible. Those are the aside. That's the aside. And that could be is the numat of Aniveloi Malach, Aniveloi Sarav. What's the limud for us? The limud for us, Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem does, the Rebbeinu Shem does things that we should be Bahalach to Bidrochim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporate in Yetzias Mitzrayim the concept of Aniveloi Malach? Why did he do that for? Hashem did that. That we should have ourselves, we should know that we have to do something. The Gantz Yitzias Mitzrayim is only going to be Mashpia if there's an Ani. If there's an element that you do something, you embrace something, you do something L'maisa, tangible. The Rebbeinu Shem Kvayochel himself said Ani. And that's the Inyan of Pidyon HaBen, to do something. Not just to know there was a Makas B'chayim. To do something. So it's a concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's what the Ramah is bringing down. Not bringing down this particular Ben, he's celebrating his particular. It's embracing the authority of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And with this we could understand, lastly, the whole Musaq of Pidyon HaBen. Mamisha, Apella Niflu, the Rishonim already asked this kash. Rishonim asked this kash. How could there be a mitzvah Pidyon HaBen in Parashas Bo'i? Before the Chet HaEgel. How do you simply learn Pidyon HaBen? After the Chet HaEgel. So the Avoida was taken away from the Bechayim. Right? The Avoida was taken away from the Bechayim. So now, they have to redeem themselves. They would have been Kehanim. But that was after the Chet HaEgel. What Shaykh HaPidyon HaBen before Chet HaEgel? Mamash HaPelech. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, it didn't Pidyon HaBen. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Kedusha from the Bechayim. Mamash HaPelech. So there's a lot of tilutim. Some rishonim hold it so shvei emok and mukta muchel. Mamish apella. But perhaps we could say lefi dvoreinu that even when the bechorim would have had kedusha, they would have had to know you have to do a pula. The pidyon alone, the pula alone, that is kedusha's bechorim. I often say that's why Yaakov Avinu was born second, and the Bechiris Bechir, and all the complications. Why did they just make that Yaakov came out first? Because the person has to do. Can't just be a Kodesh Merech. You have to do. And that's why you need a tangible thing. Even before the Eibishter took away the Kedusha from the Bechirim, there would have been a Din Pinyan. Agud Shabbos.